Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Stacking the Box with NFL insider Matt Berteram and Mark Carman. Good morning, Stacking the Box fans, or afternoon or evening, wherever you are. Matt Berteram is not on screen right now, but that is okay. I believe there he is. There's my guy.
Hey, what's going on? I think so. We've been having, I think there's some work being done.
We have a shoddy Berteram right now for Stacking the Box, which is never a thing that we need. Gonzo, good morning. Jalen Butler, good morning. Listen, we'll get Berteram back here in a second. Stacking the Box, hit that subscribe button, and we are with you live every Tuesday at 11 o'clock Central Time. Here comes Berteram back with me. Hopefully the internet will hold. Hey, buddy.
Hey, I swear to God, they've been doing some work right here. It's happened to me like twice this morning where all of a sudden it'll just like it drops and it comes back. And I called and they're like, yeah, there's some scheduled maintenance going on, which God knows what that is.
Well,
but I am here and hopefully it is just fine. I upgraded internet service in preparation for the football season. It's double the speed now. And it's been great. It's been great. So I have no complaints except for all of a sudden scheduled maintenance, which I swear is just an excuse for them to just drop service for an hour. But here we are.
We need top notch Berteram streaming speed for the show. I mean, the better the service, the better the Berteram. There's a saying. Hey, we got a busy show today. No Ben Heisler today, just to give you a little bit of a heads up. If you're looking to make some money today, we're not going to give it to you. But we got some. The Deshaun Watson news cycle continues to spin. We'll touch on Jimmy Garoppolo. We're looking at the Raiders and the Broncos. Daniel Jones versus Carson Wentz. We've got Tua versus Jalen. And, yes, we're going to make our prediction on first coach to be fired. But let's start with Deshaun. And now a lawsuit being filed against the Houston Texans saying that the team enabled Deshaun Watson's behavior and rumors that the NFL is going to suspend Watson for definitely long, which is, by the way, buddy. So, not inside information, just your sense of the situation. And there goes Berteram again. All right, this is going to be an interesting show today. Carm is here for you. And normally I'm the one that has had a couple of technical issues throughout the show, so I actually feel like I am picking up the slack here for my guy. But it is interesting that the Texans are now defendants in a civil litigation against Watson. I know everybody loves this topic. And, quote, we believe the Texans knew or most certainly should have known Watson's conduct. Beyond that, we believe the filing speaks for itself. That's from Tony Busby, who's the Houston attorney who is representing 25 different women with lawsuits against Watson. I don't need to go any further into this other than, listen, I personally do not think that Deshaun Watson should play football this season. And I think there should be some major contrition coming from him that has not happened yet. I don't think his football career should be over, but I do think that the optics of what happened as far as the guaranteed deal and the amount of draft picks and the trading and the brazenness, I would call it, of the Cleveland Browns to go out and trade for Deshaun, I think the NFL does have to make a statement here and stand on something as to what is important to them and give Watson and his team a very clear, this is what we'd like you to do in this time, and then we will welcome you back to the league as somebody who has learned, grown, and is ready to contribute both on and off the field. And we hope at that point, we will be able to see you win a ton of football games and be a huge impact for the NFL. Apparently, Verderam's internet is gone, so we are going. We're going for Matt Verderam on the phone, which is an amazing opportunity for all of us here. Verderam via cell is, I guess, better than no Matt Verderam, and I'll be quite honest. You know, I got to do the show today without Verderam would just hurt my heart. So let's get him in here. Listen, we are in football dead time. So Watson moves to the forefront. I really don't exactly like talking about it. And then, you know, elsewhere on the quarterback carousel, Jimmy Garoppolo, timetable for throwing is on schedule from his off-season shoulder surgery. It's going to be a super interesting story for the 49ers and really the entire NFC West, I guess, with, you know, what do you do with a young quarterback in Trey Lance who has been the starting quarterback during the offseason, and I'm sure the 49ers would love to see him step into that, but does he actually give you the best chance to win this year? Final year of the contract for Garoppolo, I guess it really doesn't matter, but he's going to make $27 million to sit on the bench this year, which is fine if Trey Lance is going. And again, the money doesn't exactly matter, but listen, you are in a window here if you're the Niners. A lot of people are look at San Francisco, myself included, certainly as a fringe Super Bowl contender. So will Lance be ready? And I have some, you know, as you can see in the background here, 61,500. That is Soldier Field for the time being. Of course, the Bears are going to be moving to Arlington Heights, but they open up with San Francisco. Trey Lance is going to be on that field. So is Justin Fields. And Hunter Armour, who is his, I swear, if Hunter Armour, our video producer extraordinaire who runs the video team at FanSided, he's a huge Golden State Warriors fan, and he's a huge 49ers fan. I think if he was sleeping, he literally would hear any haze coming at either of those teams. So I'm getting on our little private internal chat here. Fringe. They barely lost the NFC Championship. That's true. They did. And I have no idea what happened to the Green Bay Packers that day, but it was just straight awful. Which makes me, you know, the fringe thing, what I'm kind of interested right now around the NFL, the Packers included, and even the Rams and their defending Super Bowl championness, and this was just my own just peering around what's happening because, you know, most moves have been made. Is anybody interested in Odell Beckham Jr. here? I know he's not going to be healthy until late in the season, but the Rams are just sitting here, not wanting to pay him yet, seemingly, because when will he be on the field? But reminder, when he was for the Rams last year, he was a difference maker. He had a huge impact on that offense. Him and Matthew Stafford had a great connection, but the Rams haven't moved. So I'm looking at teams like, I don't know, Green Bay, who lost to the 49ers at home and lost Davante Adams. How do you not go out and say, hey, Odell, they're playing around with you over there. Why don't we make you a Packer? Somebody should be trying to bring Odell in here and bet on him coming back. Now, it took 11 months for him to return from his last knee surgery, so maybe this will be worse. But I feel like somebody should be willing to give him a prove-it deal and not wait for him to just go back to L.A. Verderam, you're back. How are you, buddy?
I'm annoyed. I'm okay. If this doesn't work again, we're going the phone route, okay? But for now, there's service. We'll see if that continues. But always a fun way to get Tuesday rolling.
This feels like a first date for me right now. Like I don't know if I'm going to get to kiss you at the end here. You may just leave in the middle again.
You're definitely not going to get to kiss me, but that's neither here nor there.
What do you think of my Odell thoughts? Oh no. And now gone. There he goes. One more time. Well, I think we're going to have to try the phone situation. So the first date did not work out with me and Matt. Let's see, Jalen, OBJ proved he can come back from an AC injury. I think he can prove it again, right? Does it not make sense? And Gonzo, you're putting him on the Bears. See, I don't want him. I don't think he. Well, I wouldn't be against him being a Chicago Bear. By the way, the Windy City podcast rolls at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Gonzo, appreciate you being on both. It doesn't make sense for the Bears. The Bears aren't trying to win. They're trying to improve. They're trying to move things forward. But it does make sense, right, for any contender. Hey, I don't know, Kansas City, didn't you trade Tyreek Hill? Couldn't you use a dynamic impact player? I assume that OBJ is going about his recovery seriously. I'm going to give him the benefit of that doubt, right? And to me, again, Green Bay makes a ton of sense. And even if you're like, I don't know, the Minnesota Vikings, you make sense to me. How does he look if you pair him with his history and also with Jefferson? Like, I think that's a sweet pairing. It's odd to me that everyone just see. And then it's another great comment by you, Gonzo. Exactly. Tampa Bay. Is that not the perfect landing spot for OBJ? To me, that would make a whole lot of sense. Hey, Tom, we know that Gronk retired, and we know that you're 45. How about you take this dynamic receiver who proved beyond a doubt last year that he can still impact the game? I would think that the Bucs would be interested. But he's just sitting there. And Jalen, you ask a good question. This is the three-lot show here. I'm enjoying it, me, Gonzo, and Jalen. Does he fit in that culture? Fair question, right? What does that look like when you have, what's the word I would use for Aaron Rodgers? I don't know, diva. And I say that affectionately, by the way. Aaron, I'd take that guy as my QB any single day of the week. But does he fit in that culture? It is interesting when you just consider, period, where do you get the best out of OBJ? And people, of course, are going to point to Cleveland and say it didn't work there. I would point more to the quarterback that was throwing him the football. Does it work in Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers slinging him and he's getting a ton of touches late in the season, helping the Packers push him over the top? Well, I think that's going to work out pretty well. I would be in favor of that if I was Green Bay. All right, Verderam on the phone.
Verderam on the phone.
Okay, this is going to work. This is what, before we get into any of the QB situation, what do you think happens with Odell? And am I making sense, even though you haven't heard any of the show, that other teams like Green Bay, like Tampa Bay, like Minnesota, like the Chiefs, should be interested in a guy who proved that he can still play? Bruno's making me very nervous with this flipping around here. But what do you am I missing something here? Why has he not gotten a prove-it deal to this point?
Well, I think, look, I haven't heard what you've said, which probably wouldn't change my opinion on things. But I think in the end, he got hurt in the Super Bowl with a torn ACL, right? So, like, when is he going to be back and able to play? What is that going to be? I mean, is that going to be October, November, December? So I just wonder if teams are going to say, look, we're just willing to wait. And he might be willing to wait. He might not want to sign right now. He might say, look, I'd rather see how the first half of the season goes. I just think there's no real urgency on either side, because if you're him, you're going to get signed if you want to get signed. And maybe you're willing to wait a little bit and just kind of see how things unfold, because he's not going to be ready at the start of the year. I think best case scenario, probably right around Halloween.
Right. And again, last time it took him 11 months, so there's a chance this is his second ACL, so maybe he doesn't play all season long. But if I'm him, I'll take some money right now, even if his sure. I'm not his accountant, but money now is always better than money later. And if I'm a team that's thinking about winning a Super Bowl, and especially if I'm the Green Bay Packers and I'm looking around at my wide receiver room, I'm okay with giving him a prove-it deal and paying him some now to know that I'm not competing in November when he's ready for his services. Hey, man, we're in on you right the hell now.
I haven't heard the teams you've thrown out there, but you obviously just mentioned the Packers. I mean, that team, to me, more than anybody, should be calling him up, right? I mean, they make the most sense. The Rams, obviously, it worked out really well. I mean, if I'm the Rams, I want him back. You have Allen Robinson, you have Cooper Kupp, but why not? It's not going to be some backbreaking financial commitment. I'll tell you another team I'll toss out there. If I'm the Tennessee Titans,
sure,
I'm making that phone call, right? I mean, you just you trade away AJ Brown. You could use him. If you're the Dallas Cowboys, does he make sense? You have CeeDee Lamb, but you lost Amari Cooper. Michael Gallup's also coming off a late season torn ACL. So there's a lot of teams. I mean, the Bills, you have Diggs and who else? It's proven. So there's a lot of teams. There's no shortage of teams that Odell Beckham would make sense for.
Yeah. Okay. And listen, I mean, I named Tampa Bay. I threw the Chiefs in there. I said Minnesota is an interesting because he's got some history with their coaching staff. And
right.
I don't know, Justin Jefferson, and that would be a wouldn't be a terrible guy to be playing next to. But okay, so there's an endless sure. amount, which is just it's just a little bit interesting to me that he's still sitting out there.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You want to weigh in on Deshaun and or Jimmy Garoppolo? That was the lead of the show. I touched on it for a bit, but curious your thoughts on both.
Well, I think, look, Jimmy Garoppolo is getting healthier now, and we're getting to a training camp. And if you're the Niners, you got to make a decision here one way or the other. Like, are you going to keep him and let him compete with Trey Lance? I feel like that kind of hurts your long-term goals in a way. Right? Like, then Lance is always looking over his shoulder. You've got to kind of just commit to him, don't you? I mean, at some point, you gave up 3 first-round picks. No, you're shaking your head. No, you wouldn't?
Well, listen, the Niners have a chance to win the Super Bowl this year, right?
Potentially. They're a very good team.
They're in the mix, at least. I called them a fringe yes. Super Bowl. Hunter yelled at me. So you agree. Listen, I'm not. What's Jimmy Garoppolo worth right now? 4th round pick, 5th round pick.
Yeah, so, probably. Yeah, day 3, mid to late. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not worried about whether or not Trey Lance can handle the pressure of Garoppolo looking over his shoulders, because I don't know if Trey Lance can play. And if he can't, then come week 5, week 6. Well, Jimmy, how's that shoulder feeling? Hopefully, it's feeling damn good, because we need some help right now, and we're gonna try to, you know, squeeze whatever juice we have out of the 2022 49ers and try to, you know, do this thing again. That's what I would say.
I hear you, man. I hear you. I just think if you're the Niners, like, you're paying an awful lot of money to Garoppolo and it's not going to start, then are you better off getting a pick and just moving on? I think you probably are. The problem for the 49ers is how many teams are really interested in him? And that's where you might get into, okay, do you wait through camp? And either some team doesn't like their quarterback situation or there's an injury. I mean, that might be the only time you get any kind of leverage. So maybe the Niners just wait this one out, which you could. As far as Watson goes, I don't know what you touched on, Carm, but I'll say this. Look, it's pretty obvious, and we've talked about this, I feel like most people that cover the league, ad nauseum over the last month, 2 months. I've long felt he was going to be gone for the entire year. And I said, I think a couple weeks ago, I thought the most logical conclusion to this is an indefinite suspension. I think that's what's coming. And if you're the Browns, I'll throw it to you like this. And this is not, look, I'm not like pinning you down to this answer, but I think it's worth asking right now. Right now, he has 4 civil suits against him. More are coming, according to various reports. The Houston Texans have now been implicated in a civil suit. They may be implicated in more. We'll wait and see. Tony Busby, the lawyer for these plaintiffs, says that they will be. First of all, with Watson, do you think that it's only going to be for this year that he gets suspended? Secondly, do you think the Texans are about to get the stiffest penalty in NFL history for a franchise? Because I got to tell you, if there's any culpability, they better buckle up. Because I think the NFL is going to hammer them in a way nobody's ever seen a team get hammered.
So let's just tackle the Texans part first. This feels, and correct me if I'm wrong, but it feels unprecedented. When
I think it is. Yeah.
Yeah. I get that Tony Busby, who's representing the 25 women who filed civil suits, is now coming after Houston. I'm not sure that that is going to go. I don't know if the NFL will act on the Texans. That's a lot to prove that they knew what was going on. When Deshaun Watson is going to get a massage off of Craigslist or Instagram or wherever he's getting connected to the numerous. Well,
according though to the New York Times with Jenny Ventures, they gave him a non-disclosure agreement.
Okay, so that's all right. That's different.
And they also provided the space, I believe, at the hotel. Now, that doesn't mean they knew what was going on in the space of the hotel. I understand that. My point is, if there is any proven culpability, civil or criminal, with the Houston Texans organization, I think you will see a suspension, a levying of fine draft picks, the rest of, like, you've never seen in NFL history.
I would agree if they're actually able to feel like they have that proven and there's no way around it and the Texans are cornered. Okay, I would agree. I don't know what the NFL is going to do. Neither do you, neither does anyone.
No.
But what I laid out is that he should not play this year. The NFL should give him a very direct course of action of this is what we want to see for you to be welcomed back to the field next season after you have really processed everything that's happened and you have shown remorse and you are doing stuff in the space there's a million examples of how you are advocating for women in ways that you have never done before. And then you can be somebody who, I mean, it's nowhere close to the same. I don't even want to make the comparison, but there is some connection to like what Michael Vick had to do to learn what he was doing, where he was and how wrong it was. And then this brought him back to the field. He became a huge advocate in that space. That to me, that's what Deshaun has to do. The NFL,
I mean, I'd suspend him indefinitely. And I got to tell you, I've seen a handful of people say, like in the media, say, like, "Well, he's a star quarterback, and it makes it harder to suspend him for a lengthy amount of time because he drives."
Not true.
It's not true. It's not true. Like, you think the NFL is hurting without Deshaun Watson? You think the NFL cares? He didn't play last year. I don't think the league's going to shut down. Like, if they wanted to suspend him, my gut is, based off what we currently know, that he will play next season. He will not play this season. I will be shocked if he plays this season. So that's going to be 2 years in a row. And let's say he plays next year. Let's say he's out there week one. It's a fair question. I know he's a young guy, very talented player. He will have missed two full NFL seasons. That's a lot. Like, does he come back and play like the same guy? I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of time missed, man. That's not nothing.
Correct. And I don't want this to sound like I'm having sympathy for Deshaun, but there's also the mental side of everything that he's going through here. I would think it would be at best challenging for him to be, showing up and working out every day and staying on top of his physical part of his game with everything that's going on. Right. I mean, he's got to be having, I would think, some really, down moments of remorse, I would hope.
Right.
So listen, it's going to be super interesting to see how the NFL handles this and also in the climate that we're living. There's just so much going on. But all right, let's move forward here, Vertaram. Let's go into the future with the Raiders or the Broncos winning more games. I am selling Denver. I am not betting on Russell Wilson coming to the rescue. I don't say this with a ton of confidence, but I am in on you, Derek Carr. We last week we talked about making you a wise bet to lead the NFL in passing yards. I am in on you, Devontae, having a big year. So I will actually take the Raiders in this argument for a rim, but go ahead.
Okay, I am taking Denver. Look, I've said this many times. The Broncos, to me, are the biggest wild card in the entire NFL. I can see them winning 8 games. I can see them winning 12 games. Ultimately, I picked them to win 10 games. That's where I fall on them. I think that's who they are. I think they're – look, if you look at their schedule, they're going to go off to a really hot start or at least they better. The second half of the year is brutal, man. Like, the second half of Denver's year, they better do work early. Okay, I'm going to actually pull it up here while I have 2 seconds of an internet
connection. I got the Raiders. Go ahead.
Okay, so you got the Raiders. I'll pull up the Broncos schedule, because the Broncos schedule early in the year is pretty easy, and then it's just a full-blown gauntlet by the end of the year. So once you get to week, let's see, they have a bye week 9. Okay, so here's week 13 on. And by the way, after the bye, they play at Tennessee, and then they play the Raiders. They got a game against Carolina they should win. Week 13 at Baltimore. Week 14, Kansas City. Week 15, Arizona. Week 16, at the Rams. Week 17, at Arrowhead. Week 18, the Chargers. I mean, they could play well and go 1-5. Like 2-4. So I will take Denver because I think they're better. And I think they're going to get off to a hot start. But I will tell you right away, could I see them in 8 games? Yes. The problem I have with the Raiders is I don't think the Raiders can see me. Yeah, that's the problem. And that division, that's a huge problem. So I'll take Denver, but I do think there's a case to be made for the Raiders, which is why I think it's an interesting question.
So the Raiders, by the way, play 3 of their final 4 at home. New England, at Pittsburgh, home with San Francisco, home with the Chiefs. The 2 games prior to that are at the Rams and home with the Chargers. The middle size portion of their schedule gets easy. Home with the Texans, at the Saints, at Jacksonville, home with Indies, no picnic, and then they're at Denver. Ain't no easy schedule for the Raiders. So they should get off to a halfway okay start, but who knows? At the Chargers, tough game. Home with Arizona, at Tennessee, home with Denver. Are you 2-2 coming out of those 4? I don't know. But I'm my bet is more on just selling the Broncos. That's more my play. If I'm saying yes and or no on Denver, I am saying no. And maybe I'm just nuts, but I kind of think that I just don't imagine that Russ is going to step right into a whole new organization and be super comfortable from the get go and just lead that team. And there goes Verderam one more time. Emotional moment for Verderam leaving the show. I think he'll be back one more time, and then we'll probably give this one a wrap for today. We appreciate you being here. Stack in the box. Hit that subscribe button. Bigger, more passing yards. Tua or Jalen Hurts? And I do have the benefit of the rundown here. Okay, Verderam is back. I moved on to Tua versus Jalen Hurts.
That's fine.
You want to explain why you're going Jalen Hurts? Is your call here. Tell me why.
Yeah. Look, I think the better team, and I think he's got more upside. A.J. Brown's really good. He's not as good as Tyreek Hill. I understand that. But I like their overall group. Like, look, Miami's weapons are better, but the overall team's better than Philly, I think. It's second year now with Nick Sirianni. I think that helps. And then also, look, I just think Hurts is a better player. If I'm being totally honest. I think Hurts is a better player than Tua. It's interesting because you could sit there and say, well, Tua has Hill and Waddle, right? So by that standpoint, and even Gesicki.
Yeah. Verderam, you're cutting in and out here, but listen, I feel completely uncomfortable with this one. Jalen, I'm with you. It's a total flip of the coin here. But, hey, Tyreek, are you coming down to just make plays and you're out there telling people that Tua is more accurate than Patrick Mahomes, which is maybe the most insane thing that anyone has ever said in the history of the NFL. But I'm going to take you at 25% of your word. And like, I just haven't seen enough for Jalen to actually believe that he's going to have some prolific year throwing the football. So Tua, you've got so many options out there for you, including one of the best in football. So on the coin flip, Jalen, I will take Tua by an outch. But it's a great question by Verderam, and I do actually wonder if we had the heist around here, what the odds would be. Best early bet for a first coach to be fired this year. It feels a whole lot like Carolina and Matt Rhule, right? The water under that bridge is getting longer by the day. And Gonzo, I'm with you here. That's all right. Hey, let's quick slant, little screen, just get the ball in his hands. Let's get a lot of yak this year, a lot of yak for the Dolphin receivers, and it'll make Tua's stats look awful nice. So coaching wise, I would assume Carolina's got to be up there. And I mean, we got, you know, in the danger spots, you got a lot of first year head coaches. So I don't think we're going to have anything super crazy going on there. So I'll stick with Matt Rhule. All right. So here is the plan going forward here. Verderam is going to be heading off to New York, where he takes his midsummer trip. But he will be doing the podcast every damn week, and apparently we might have. I was gonna wrap it up and say that you're going to New York and you're gonna have better internet service there. But okay, buddy, how are you?
I just sent a picture to our and we can wrap it because this has been a nightmare. I apologize to all the viewers. I just sent a picture. Actually, you know what? We're live. Look, this is what I'm dealing with right now. Okay, it's out my window. Is an Xfinity truck. I just ran out there and asked, like, what is going on? Well, it turns out they're just disconnecting and reconnecting everything in the area. So today's been fun. So it's not me for once. It's actually Xfinity.
Technically, I think that would be you, but unfortunately, it's you without your...
I have no control!
I understand. I understand. But when I've lost internet in this particular beautiful fan-sided office... That's really technically not been my fault, but is my fault. The point here is that, you know, you've had to, well, actually some of my faults have been like my microphone, which you probably could blame on me more than your situation. So I will own that. But Ram, you did everything you could, man. We went multiple computers. You've gone upstairs. You've done everything. I know you had a Spaces this morning talking about the Cowboys. Is there anything you want to get out here that you were discussing earlier before we go?
No, just go read the column. It's better off. At least you don't have to worry about your internet signal crapping out. I apologize to everybody. This should be fixed. Of course, it'll be fixed in an hour when we're done with the podcast. But what a pain in the ass. I apologize to the fans out there.
Hey, it's good that it came in the NFL offseason, and we appreciate greatly all of our diehards. Thank you so much. I will say for our football NBA fans out there, I got a piece that I tweeted out where we had Baron Davis last week, and he put Steph Curry in the top five of all NBA players, to which I thought he was crazy. But
that's aggressive.
It's very aggressive. But if you want to if you want to put him ahead of Magic, which I would not do, but if you want to make that argument, and Steph's got four, Magic has five. Magic played with Kareem. Magic played with Worthy. Had a hell of a squad around him. Steph has won, you know, winning the title this year with, let's call it in and out. Klay Thompson played well sometimes. Was off half the, you know, aging Draymond Green. Pretty damn impressive accomplishment. But Baron's got some interesting thoughts in there. So I recommend that piece. Of course, I'm extremely biased because I wrote it and did the interview as well. But we might as well wrap up with that. Also, Verderam, you always want to know about my athletic talents. This is very interesting to you. I have been a bad softball player now for about 2 years, but I've been playing a little bit more consistently this summer. And last night, the power returned. I'm hitting blast to right. I hit a blast to left. And so I don't know what's going
on. Is a blast a homer?
Well, if I could run... The wheels are a little
like a rusty
hinge. And for the record, if I'm really being honest, because this show is about honesty, both balls should have been caught, but they dropped them.
So really, it's two errors that you were making.
The first one that I hit, I was like, oh my god, I completely cracked that. And like, but the dude was playing deep. It was a tough play, but you know, hit your mitt. Should have caught it. You were there. And then the second one, that ball was hit incredibly well too. But then I had some solid shots up the middle too. So the point here is that the swing's coming back, buddy. Just know that the carm here in a slightly advanced age is still producing like mid-20s carm. Damn it.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Well, good for you. The only swing I'm worrying about right now is my golf swing as I'm getting ready to go to New York. And I'll tell you, I bought new irons, which have been great because my iron game is usually the worst part of my golf game, which is saying something. And I'm cracking the ball at these new irons. It's been awesome. However, my driver's like 15 years old because I refuse to spend $600 on a new driver. That's just insane to me. I don't play enough to justify it. And I clearly need a new one because it just doesn't have the same pop it used to. But regardless, what I can't blame on the driver is my complete inability to hit the ball straight. I just sliced the crap out of it. And so I've been working on it. And I'm hitting the ball straighter now, but I'm losing a little bit of distance because I'm like aiming it more. So I gotta keep working on that. But I go to the range and I feel like there's usually like, I don't know, 8 to 10 other people there. I feel like Jack Nicklaus compared to these people. Like, it's unbelievable. And people who are like younger than me, older than me, like I'm probably in the middle. And you go, and there are people, man, they're having nice clubs. Like, not somebody who like rolled in, hasn't played in 10 years. Like, people who you know that golf bag, probably a couple $1,000 worth of golf clubs. And you're just like, my God. Like, you have like a $500, $700 driver, and you're hitting the ball 110 yards, and you're just duffing it left and right, off the heel of the club, off the toe. Like, you must have more money than God to justify spending that kind of money on a golf bag. And I look phenomenal in comparison. When in reality, for full disclosure, if I'm on a regular course, I'd probably, you know, my normal score is like a 95. Like, I'm not good. And it's interesting to watch these people who spend thousands of dollars go to the range and they can't hit for crap. It's like, why would you even waste the amount of money? Like, what are you doing? I'm very confused by these people.
Yeah, golf sucks. I find it to be the most expensive, non-athletic people out there think they're athletes. Takes forever, huge investment. Now that being said, I have played once this summer. I'm going to play again, but I'm rocking the Fila set from 1996. Call it roughly.
How you doing?
Filas. And a bunch of like rando irons in there of irons that I've lost, left the 9 iron on the green somewhere. The pitching wedge was left, maybe I threw that one into one of the ponds. Play ready golf is my advice on the golf course. Don't you're away. None of that. So, hey, get up there and putt and let's go and keep it moving. There are people behind you.
So when I go, and we can close on this because somehow, of course, now I have served. When I go to New York, my best friend and I, we golf all the time. We're both about the exact same talent level. Okay, he's a better driver. I'm probably better on the green. So what we do is we play best ball. And there our goal is to hit even par as best ball, which we never do. We're always like +3, +4, whatever. But what it does is both of our wives know that it's going to take like 4 hours to play 18 holes. But if we play best ball, it takes like 2, 2.5 hours to play 18 holes. And so what that leaves time for is the 19th hole, which is just to go and have a damn good time. And because it's so close to the house, we don't have to drive. We can just walk. So we can really hit the 19th hole heavy and we're good. That's the way to golf. That's the way you do it right.
100%. And you might as well, if you're, I don't know, feel free to have a couple on the course too, as far as I'm concerned. Let's go.
Oh, of course. The drink cart comes around.
Right. Yeah. And a Snickers bar. It's a beer and a Snickers bar. Let's go. That is the ultimate golf combo. That's how it should be done. All right. Hey, We promise that, well, we fingers crossed that we will not have any internet issues for like the next, I don't know, 3 months after this one.
8 years.
That would be good too.
Seriously.
So, hey, enjoy your trip out there. When do you leave, Rotorim?
Oh, I don't leave for another like month. We got time.
Okay. All right. Very nice. All right. Well, so we'll see you next week. 11 o'clock. Internet situation in Rockford will be perfect then.
Prayers up, baby.
Prayers up.
Prayers up.
Everybody have a great, great, great day. I got the Baseball Insiders at 2 o'clock today with my guy Robert Murray. We've got an interview coming up with Fernando Tatis. So that'll be an interesting show later today for anybody who does the crossover football baseball. I know you love it all, Verderim, because you're that guy. God bless you. All right. Hit that subscribe button. Thanks for watching. We love you, even in bad internet. We'll see you next week.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.